how is it different now that you guys have him as opposed to last year?
Oh, man. The bitch is just, I mean, you're bringing in a Pro Bowl Hall of Fame potential player. He will compliment any defense in the NFL at this period in his career.
Andre Davis said you said good things about this organization before he signed here.
Yeah, well, whenever the offseason came and he was going through his transitional phase and he was like going to Denver, you know, I spoke very highly of the city and the organization as well. So going to a first-class organization that was in the business of trying to win championships.
So you obviously don't hold anything against the Broncos from your time here or anything?
I don't hold anything against the city of Denver, but the, the Broncos organization I hold a lot against.
Like what?
They traded Oakland, and I kind of was banking on finishing my career in Denver when I signed my contract, and those pretty much was the impression that I was under whenever I signed with Shanahan, was finishing up hopefully in Denver, but as you can see, the second year of the deal, I was traded to Oakland.
How do you think things should have been handled differently then?
I think we should have kept the team from 05 intact. I'm trying to make a run for the Super Bowl instead of trying to reorganize and go a different direction. We had the formula and the chemistry together in that locker room to maybe succeed and win two or three championships, but not want to go in the direction and kind of throw a lot of guys' life off course.
Is that mistake what got Mike Shanahan fired?
I think that pretty much alone was breaking up the chemistry in the unit kind of led to his demise, but not winning the Super Bowl ultimately what I think got him ran out of there.
So is it safe to say you weren't upset when Mike got fired, when Shanahan got fired?
No, I wasn't upset. I mean, I know a good coach was going to be out of the NFL, but as far as me personally, I wasn't upset.
Oh, how's life like in Oakland now compared to here?
Just trying to get the team focused and keep forward to win championships. The same thing in this organization. That's what Mr. Davis prides himself on, trying to build a team. And that's what the focus is of the team, trying to get back to the Super Bowl.
When you look at this Broncos offensive line, what do they do that's going to give you guys some challenges this week?
The deception of the run scheme, you know, they still got Coach Turner, so I knew that wasn't going to too much change. It was going to be an efficient running game that come along with the play-action pass, but that offensive line been together for a little while now, a couple of years too, so those guys have worked well together.
You've obviously gotten to play against Casey Wiegman for a couple of years. What do you see in him, and what kind of player is he?
He's a veteran, savage center, man. I mean, usually when a guy been in the league 12, 13, 14 years of center, they pretty much got a few little tricky techniques that they use to try to get to their advantage, especially being with his size, going against 300-pound line. You got to pull out some of his tactics.
With the Broncos being 2-0, are they headed back to the Super Bowl level, or can you tell?
Broncos 2-0 right now, and they're riding high. But this is, well, 1-1, and we're looking to be 2-1, trying to fight for the tie in the division.
You've already gotten to see Kansas City and San Diego. Where would you say this division is right now? Is it better than maybe people think it is, or improving?
Well, a lot better than what people think it is, and hope people can continue to sleep on this division and think that for some reason it's a weak division. But the AFC is full of power. The AFC West is full of power.
Why are you and Andre Davis so close?
I met Andre my junior year of high school. He was at another high school 45 minutes away. And we ended up going to the University of Florida. And that's where our bond really grew and we became brothers.
Anything else?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Jarrett.
Thanks, Jarrett.
All right, thank you very much.